So today we're gonna talk about how a lot of things are stupid right now because there's a whole bunch of stupid people who are making decisions that are stupid, and so you got a whole lot of stupid being perpetrated by a whole lot of stupid people, and then supported by even more stupid people, and then the rest of us are just kind of standing around going, this ain't good.
You see what happens when we don't have stupid tax proposals that everybody has to worry about? We can do stuff that's fun! And this morning, my friends, you won't find anything nearly as fun as what we're going to do on today's program. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to another titillating installment of Weekend Update. From high above all other pedantic forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming. For a while, like for the last month, all I've heard in the media is how we absolutely have to do all of these tax proposals, and if we don't, the whole community, the whole state even, will explode. Well, now that tax proposal's been defeated, well, it's all quiet on the leftist front. If you look at the pages of the Red Star or that worthless online blog, the Cowboy State Cowpie, Cowboy State Daily, there isn't a single message how the voters in Johnson County resoundingly defeated that stupid tax proposal. In fact, like 56 or 57% of the registered voters in Johnson County showed up during a special election even, which even that is an amazing number. And then the Taxmageddon proposal was resoundingly defeated. 72% of the people that voted against it. Now you would think that would be a little bit newsworthy. Oh, wait. Hold on just a second.
Obviously, this will be in the newspaper next week. I assume it might be newsworthy.
Yeah, it was newsworthy. Unless, of course, you're a member of the Middle Swamp and you don't want it reported that a tax got defeated in the most conservative state in the country. So if you work for the Red Star or the Cowboy State Cowpie, then you shouldn't report on any taxes whatsoever unless, of course, they get passed. Which, again, is not going to happen in Johnson County. That would just be stupid. So the guy we started out the program with, his name is Rodney Norman, and you can find him on YouTube. Every time I see one of his little clips, it just cracks me up. They're just really, really funny. But the one we listened to today is kind of pointed, and it says a lot about a lot of the things we're going to talk about during the program. But before we get there, some totally obscene self-aggrandizement. You can listen to the podcast on any of your favorite podcasting apps. iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn, really any of them will work. But the easiest way is just to go to the website, cowboystatepolitics.com. There you can find all of the shows as well as any of the articles that I might bring up during the course of a program. If your name is Crickets Cheney or Sleepy Joe Biden and you don't have a clue what you're doing, well, you can go to cowboystatepolitics.com. Pull up an article and educate yourself, just like you should have been doing the last 40 years, but didn't. On Monday's program, we're going to have a pretty significant program announcement. I think you're going to find it really fascinating, and it'll really add some depth to the program. So make sure that you pay attention to Monday's episode. Well, really, you should be listening to all of the episodes of Cowboy State Politics. And if you're not, we ought to go back to what old Rodney Norman was saying, and that might be that you're perpetrating a little bit of stupid. So don't do that. Well, since we've been dealing with all these dumb tax proposals for so long, we've really been neglecting some of the more interesting characters in the Wyoming political landscape. Cue the spooky music. Now, That's right, my friends. There have been some developments in red-coated frontier Republican fantasy land that we've been neglecting, and we try really hard not to do that, but when there are stupid tax proposals that crop up, as they do every now and again, we have to address those, because the red-coated frontier Republicans will always be around for us to point out how idiotic and misguided they are. Even though Cowboy State Politics is the world authority on all things redcoats, we still strive to increase our knowledge base so that we can give you all the information you need to spot these moronic creatures wherever they may crop up. Now, in the middle of doing some anthropological research with our colleague Joey Carenti from Carbon County, we encountered what we believe to be some ancient redcoat proverbs. Now, these proverbs are very difficult to decipher as they're written in a very ancient text that really no one of any intelligence uses anymore. I believe it's called liberalism. But we've done our best to reconstruct these old proverbs, and we think that it will give you some information to further understand why these red-coated frontier Republicans think that they are in any way significant in the Wyoming Republican Party. Now, the first ancient redcoat proverb that we've been able to decipher reads like this, quote, "She who does an account of other people's money has ability to spend on husband's campaign." There are two words in this proverb that we believe are intentionally capitalized. They are accountability. Fascinating. Now, coincidentally, Cowboy State Politics has obtained some audio from the Laramie County Republican Party's most recent meeting. Now, in this first clip, you'll hear County Chairwoman Danny Olson lecturing the crowd on how they all need to be more Christ-like and they really just need to stop being such crappy Christians. Take a listen to this. Now, Chairwoman Olson is talking about one of Mike Enzi's famous rules.
This rule was that 100% of us are brothers and sisters in Christ. And that 100% of the time, we need to treat each other like we're brothers and sisters in Christ. And when I look at this organization that I greatly care about, and I sacrifice so much time for, and I see it moving away from some of those values, it's very disheartening. So, I am hoping that our party can start to move towards what the Honorable Enzi had envisioned and his philosophy, 100% of the time, be Christ-like.
You know, that would be really great if all of us were to act more like Christ. I mean, I try each and every day, and each and every day I fail. But the problem that Chairwoman Olson is not seeing is that there are hypocrites in the world, and that number increases anytime she steps into the room. In this next piece of audio, one of the precinct people that is present at this Laramie County GOP meeting stands up directly after Chairman Olson finishes lecturing the crowd. I'll let you listen to what he has to say about how Christ-like Chairman Olson is being. You ought to be able to figure out what's happening in the video just from listening to it, but we'll play the clip and then we'll talk about it afterwards.
However, sorry to say, and you bash me during your thing, I'll bash you. You paid $15,000 to your husband campaign. Have you paid a dime to the state sheriffs?
We are off topic.
Yeah. And so I'm
hey.
Hey.
Hey, let him
speak. Let him speak.
Let him speak.
Let him have his voice.
Pretty obvious what happened there, isn't it? Chairwoman Olson finished lecturing the crowd about how they're real crappy Christians, and then one of the other precinct people gets up and accuses her, exposes her hypocrisy. Then she walks right over and jerks the microphone right out of his hands and prevents him from finishing his thoughts. Man, in Danny Olson's world, it really is rules for thee, but not for me. And don't even think about questioning her integrity or her hypocrisy. Oh man, she'll just shut you down and prevent you from speaking. And the sickening part about this whole controversy is that it's all over Laramie County not paying their state shares to the Wyoming GOP. They've got the cash, they just won't make the payment, and they owe several thousand dollars, while at the same time, there are counties across the state that have paid their county shares, and they did so at the expense of their whole bank account. We'll get back to this crescendo of enlightenment in just a second, but first, a totally blatant profit timeout. Weekend Update is brought to you exclusively by Morton Buildings. I really hate to be the bearer of bad news, but pretty soon, that white crap is going to be flying around, and you're going to be left to do all of your roping out in it. Oh now, stop complaining. You've had all summer long to practice your team roping without snow. Now, if you'd like to continue your practicing so that you're in tip-top form for next spring's team roping, well, then you need to give Nick and Jesse a call at Morton Buildings at 307-674-2532. These two guys are the experts in metal building construction, and they most certainly can set you up with an indoor roping arena that will beat anything that the Shamrock competition has to offer. They've been doing it longer than anybody else around, and they certainly do it better than anybody else around. So give them a call, 307-674-2532, or check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast from whichever app that you've listened to it from. TuneIn, iTunes, iHeartRadio, really any of them will work. Just make sure that you hit that little subscribe button. Also, don't forget about the Cowboy State Politics Facebook page. Like it, share it, follow it, tell everybody you know about it. I'll obviously post all of the episodes there, but also any of the articles I find throughout the course of the week that I think you might be interested in. And if your company's or group's values line up with those of Cowboy State Politics, feel free to shoot me an email about advertising on the program. The address is david@cowboystatepolitics.com. So shoot me a message, and I'd love to get that conversation started with you. And now, back to everything the mainstream Wyoming media isn't. So while Danny Olson is lecturing her entire county party on how they need to be more Christ-like, maybe the good chairwoman needs to look up what the Bible has to say about lying. Make sure you try to keep track of all these ancient redcoat proverbs. We're going to create a section on cowboystatepolitics.com where we'll list all of them so that we can help you decipher exactly what these red-coated Republicans are even talking about. Moving on to other stupidity in our government. Masks! Yeah, that's right. School is starting next week for most school districts across the state, and so why wouldn't we have a discussion about masks? I mean, it's not enough that people drive around in their cars by themselves wearing a mask, or they walk their dog out in the park by themselves while wearing a mask. So of course we ought to talk about masks in schools. I mean, we have to keep all of those little children safe, don't we? In an article published in the Red Star, Morgan Hughes writes on August 2, 2021 that, quote, State Health Officer Dr. Alexia Harris is recommending vaccinated residents in areas with moderate to high COVID-19 transmission wear face masks in indoor public settings. Both the State Health Department and the CDC released data showing which counties fall into which risk categories, but those maps don't always match up, the Wyoming Department of Health says, and that's by design. Now, hold on just a second. If you're a vaccinated person, why do you have to wear a mask in the first place? Could it be that the so-called vaccine doesn't work? Or could it be that they just want more control over what you do with your own personal body? Keep in mind, though, Article 1, Section 38 of the Wyoming Constitution gives you the right to determine your own healthcare decisions. But pay no attention to that. Rather, let's continue with the article. Quote, instead of calculating case rates and present positivity over a 7-day period like the CDC does, we calculate those over a 14-day period, Harris explained via email. This helps stabilize the metrics. We also take into account the number of active cases, which is especially important for smaller counties where just a few of the cases have a large impact on the case rates. End quote. What she's talking about is monkeying with the numbers to make the case rates look higher than they actually are, so that when there's only a few people that have contracted COVID-19 in any given county, they change the case rate numbers to make it appear that that one case is more significant in the county than it actually is. So that one case stays on the books longer than it would if the CDC were doing all the numbers. In another article by Mead Groover on August 4, 2021 in the Associated Press, he writes, quote, 15 of Wyoming's 23 counties had moderate to high virus transmission, according to a health department dashboard. They included Laramie, Campbell, Sweetwater, Albany, and Fremont counties. People should wear masks indoors in those and the 10 other counties, said Dr. Alexia Harris, the state health officer. There's only 23 counties in the state, guys, not 25. Here's where it gets a little telling, and we find this in the pages of the Sheridan Press on August 16, 2021. Now, Sheridan County School District Number 2, Superintendent Scott Stultz said, and I quote, and I want you to listen very carefully to this, quote, "There's no difference from what we did last year. What we had going on last year was a straight-up mask mandate, and Sheridan County had their own mask mandate. So if there's no difference to what we did last year from what we're doing now, then Sheridan County residents can expect a mask mandate for the school district." Now, if you live in Sheridan County and you have children in the Sheridan County School District, you really need to be talking to your administrative officials, the school board, the principal, and make sure that they're not going to impose this mask mandate, because certainly that is your decision as a parent. Now, in that same Sheridan County or that Sheridan Press article, Representative Mark Jennings said, and I quote, State Rep Mark Jennings of Sheridan told board members any school districts requiring masks could be violating Wyoming's Constitution, which states that only a parent has the right to make decisions regarding a child's health. I'd ask you to keep that in mind, Representative Jennings said. One more quotation from that Sheridan Press article. Quote, board members also asked parents to try to work with the school board and other district officials on addressing concerns over the COVID-19 plan. Quote, rather than be confrontational, let's have some conversations, Trustee Ann Perkins said to those at the August 9th meeting. I hope you realize that we're not your enemy, Trustee Ed Fessler said. We're trying to protect your children, end quote. Yeah, I really don't think that's what they're trying to protect. Probably more likely, they're trying to protect their political behinds. Because, like the superintendent of Sheridan County School District Number 2 said, nothing is different than what they did last year. On the other hand, though, I would always suggest a calm discussion as opposed to one where tempers are flaring. You'll get much more accomplished. And if parents need more information from school officials, then they need to approach it in a constructive manner. But they need to do so where they're firm and they let the school officials know that they mean business and they want that information because they are legally entitled to it. School officials are not some little fiefdom of their own. They're public officials and they work for us, the public. And so, just like every other case of civic involvement that we talk about on Cowboy State Politics, parents need to be actively involved in what goes on in their schools, too. There's a reason why school board meetings are open to the public. That's so you can go watch them, and I strongly suggest you do. If you don't, these politicians are going to be able to continue to protect their political behinds, and they'll do that at the expense of your children, your students, and your kids will probably end up in a mask if we're not there to tell these school officials no. Just a couple of closing thoughts on this attempted fleecing of Johnson County taxpayers. The vote's over, and 72% of voters said that they're not going to give up any more of their money to a government that didn't manage it right in the first place. So instead of lamenting about what could have been, that is, stealing more of the Johnson County taxpayers' money, let's look forward and create some solutions to some of these problems that we all kind of agree that we need to. And let's just stop with the erroneously stupid claim that none of this can be done without a litany of ludicrous larceny on the taxpayer, like the Little Swamp newspaper continues to this day to claim. They're full of crap, and we're going to start to prove it to them on Monday. If you've got an idea of how we can tackle one of these buildings or one of these projects without taking more of the taxpayers' money, well, then shoot me an email at david@cowboystatepolitics.com, and let's start to work together instead of some sophomore contrarian BS that the Little Swamp newspaper is trying to shove down your throat. We can fix all of these problems without involving the government, just like it was done in 1886 when the Johnson County Fairgrounds was built with entirely private money. Okay, that about does it for the program, but I wanted to leave you with something incredible that happened on Thursday night. Every Thursday evening at the Occidental Saloon in Buffalo, Wyoming, there's what they call the Occidental Jam. That's where a bunch of musicians get together and they just play music for a couple hours. Well, Thursday evening I went down to meet a couple of friends, and this is what I was able to record right at the end of the evening. I hope it gives you the same goosebumps that it did me. Here it goes. Have a good rest of your weekend, and God bless you. From the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.